9:11 in the morning. I told you we'd have a guest. This time, actually, if you can imagine, please. Someone who was in Star Trek Deep Space Nine, Robin Hood, Men in Tights, Emergency Room, The Flash, and a whole lot more. And is also a talented jazz singer. In other words, Chase Masterson is here in the studio with us. Good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, we're really, really happy to have you here in the morning, especially on Saturdays. It's always nice to have someone here.
Who's willing to come in on a Saturday.
Exactly.
Well, right back to you.
Now, you played the character Lita in Star Trek Deep Space Nine. Do you miss the space station?
You know, I do miss the energy of the show. It was a wonderful show to be on that said such important things, and we had a great cast, people who just loved the work and loved each other. In a sense, we still have it. You know, the Deep Space Nine documentary is entitled What We Leave Behind. And in a sense, we left a lot behind, but we were taking it with us because there's so many appearances. The fans are so just truly enthusiastic about this show even 25 years later.
So it's never quite over.
Exactly. It's something unique to Star Trek.
Mm-hmm. Now you're here in a different mission. You are in Vienna as a guest at the Robo Exotica Festival.
I am.
The festival for cocktail robots, and you were singing at the opening night. So how was the gig? How was the whole experience?
It's so amazing. I can't say that enough. Last night, I finally had a chance to go and see each of the robots.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, every single piece of press should be covering this. It's fascinating. So vastly creative. So technically mind-blowing what these people are doing. And, you know, I just think this could be a huge convention.
Do you have a favorite one? Sorry, a favorite robot?
Well, personally, I did love the crepes.
Mm-hmm.
They have robots making crepes with Nutella. Now, how much better can life be, right?
Just automatically done and all taken care of for you.
You put a coin in and that's what happens. But there's all sorts of drinks and all sorts of, you know, for kids and alcoholic drinks as well. There's, you know, devices that people wear that spit out drinks. There's it's fascinating.
It is really actually. It's quite a fun thing, and it's been going on for many, many years. It does sort of amaze me that it doesn't get more coverage than it actually does.
20th anniversary.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're also here to work on another project.
Yes.
If I'm not mistaken, one that we were both sort of involved in. We'll get into more details.
Yes.
I think. After we play a track, that's Little Sims Offense. Now, we have a guest this morning, Chase Masterson, U.S.-American actress, singer, and activist. And one of your projects is called, if I get this correct now, Pop Culture Hero Coalition.
Yes, it is.
Tell us a little bit about that.
Thanks so much. In 2013, I founded Pop Culture Hero Coalition, which is the first ever organization to use TV, film, and comics to work against bullying, racism, misogyny, LGBTQI+ bullying, and cyberbullying, and other forms of hate, using these stories that kids love. So we work to make the world more inclusive and to bring representation. It's, you know, the amount of hate that's in this world right now in our country. As I understand, Austria has a right-wing government that is, you know, there's a lot of xenophobia, and any one of us could have been born as any other person on this planet. We did not choose who to be when we were born. So it's so important that we have empathy for people who are not as privileged as we are.
So is Melania Trump on board with you?
Oh, what a bitch. I just, you know, people have said work with Melania Trump, and I've said, no, I am not going to try to make that regime look good. It's incredibly hypocritical.
It's amazing that she chose that particular thing to
it's insane
to hang out her sign on.
And people need to call it insane.
Please do.
Yes.
One more time.
Insane. Our media is whitewashing what he's doing, and there's no excuse. But the least that we can do is teach kids and teens how to create a better world, a kinder world, and that's in all of our favor.
Okay. One other reason why you're here these days in Austria is you did voice acting for an Austrian film.
I did.
It's called Je suis Otto by Johannes Grenzfurtner. Dave is also in it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so you, Chase, are the voice of a self-driving car.
Yes.
What kind of personality does the car have? Can you give that away already?
Well, the car has a mind of her own. She is, she's a sentient being, and mm-hmm. she discovers her sentience through a series of events that I won't tell, I'll let you discover. But she values her life. And once she has it, she doesn't want to give it up. And there's a lot to be said in this film about how important it is to not take life for granted. And the nature of AI certainly comes into it. But I think that's always, oh my God, that's always a metaphor for the amount of life that we have as human beings, for the joys and the things that we should cherish while we have them, and we don't.
The movie deals with actually a lot of things that sort of wrap up, I guess, your career. It's dealing with artificial intelligence, as you mentioned, but also oppression, politics of labor, and of course also politics of technology. And it's weird though, because I had to do my parts where I'm supposed to be talking to the car, or I'm dealing with the car
in the car.
And of course we hadn't had the voice at the time I was filming it. So I'm really curious. I haven't seen anything yet.
Thank you so much. I wanted to imbue her with as much humanity as I could. And you know, when you only have your voice to act with, it's a challenge, but mm-hmm. I think as I hear, it went very well. And Johannes is a brilliant filmmaker, and your pieces, your segments, the stuff with, may I say, the stuff with the hackers? No, but I read the script, obviously.
It's
what a fun role. I'm excited to see you in this, and the whole thing is it's magical. It's whimsical, like everything that Monochrome does. And I just think Johannes is a wonderful filmmaker. I'm excited to see where this film and this company go.
Is there a release date yet?
I have no clue. I never know what's going on. I always find out at the last minute.
Right. Well, you know, and they have a lot going on, this company, so Monochrome. But I hear March. May. I'm thinking I hear that they'd like to get this into a film festival here in Austria in March, and then see where that goes.
Did I get it right that you're also going to eventually be involved with the Ars Electronica in London?
I don't know about that yet, but maybe. What exactly is Ars Electronica?
It's a symposium, basically, a collection of events and workshops and talks about sex, tech, and porn.
No, that is not something I have been invited to. Did someone say that? Because no.
I think Johannes might have mentioned it to me in a chat.
Johannes, we'll have to have a talk about
that. You guys have some talking to do.
I don't want that getting out about me. But what I will say is I think Monochrome is brilliant. And between this film and Robo Exotica, not erotica, mind you, Exotica, everybody should check out what they're doing. It's a great company.
Okay. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Thank you for having me.
We're going to move on, I think, now with the rest of the show, and we'll chat some more afterwards to try to figure out that other one.
Okay.